Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the footsteps sounded heavy and deliberate, like someone was pacing back and forth across a bedroom floor, but there was just one problem. They were coming from an empty room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love the Real Ghost Stories, so share a story if you've got a story. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to Real Ghost Stories Online. And you could become a premium subscriber. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today.
I have a funny thing to tell you.
What?
That today I was out walking my granddaughter in the stroller. She was in the stroller, not me. And
that's good, because that would have been awkward if she was pushing
weird,
you.
Yeah. And I stopped to talk to some people, and they said, how many grandchildren do you have? And I said, well, as of today, I have one, but Friday I'll have two. And they looked at me kind of funny, for like a little confused for a second. And then you could see it clicked. They went, oh my God, she's going to have a brother or sister on Friday. And I said, yeah, she's going to have a little brother.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Goodness gracious, you guys. I'm telling you what, it's going to be a busy weekend.
I know, really busy. Really busy. Yeah. So what time do they go in? First thing on Friday morning?
First thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Early Friday.
Okay. So, I'll be waiting for the updates.
So I will let you all know on our, you know, the next time we get together on
After the little
here.
Guy gets here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm surprised, because Chris is naming him Cal. I'm kind of surprised he didn't name him Pete Crow.
Well, you know, there's still time to change.
Because Pete Crow Armstrong might have been too much, but Pete Crow.
Pete Crow, yeah. I mean, you know, he may just call him that for sure.
And it could just be Pete Crow, all one name.
Yeah, there you go. Well, he likes Cal Ripken, and so I think that's where that came from.
But I'm telling you, Pete Crow Armstrong is the one guy who's trying on the
Holy
Cubs.
Cow.
The kid
oh
is, my goodness. The guy is trying so hard. He's trying to win every game by himself, and the other guys just aren't helping.
You can see it in his eyes. He gets up there, and he's like, we got to get this thing going. Come
I know,
on, people.
Like, first at bat, boom, home run. Next night, boom, home run. And it's like, he's trying so hard.
And then the next night he goes, boom, home run, next at bat, boom, triple, next at bat, boom, double, next at bat, boom, single. I'm like, he just hit for the cycle.
I know. It's like, my God, thank God we have him. We'd be miserable. We are pretty miserable. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about some ghosts. And this story says, I've been listening to your show a while now. Hear people talking about things that happen in their homes, and it reminded me of something that happened in my family home. I was in high school. We lived in a two-story townhouse. If anything, it was pretty boring. My parents had the bedroom upstairs in the middle of the house. My older brother had a room in the back. My sister and I shared the room facing the street. My little brother was a toddler and slept in a crib in my parents' room. At the time, my older siblings weren't around very much. My sister was away at college. My brother traveled a lot for work, so most of the time it was just my parents, my little brother, and me. One evening, I was sitting at the kitchen table working on homework while my mom made dinner. Dad was upstairs taking a shower. My little brother was sleeping. And out of nowhere, my mom and I heard a loud thump from upstairs. Came from the direction of my parents' room. It was loud enough that we both stopped what we were doing and looked at each other. At first, we thought it was my little brother had somehow climbed out of his crib and fallen, so we ran upstairs, found him exactly where we had left him, and he was still sound asleep. Nothing out of place. There wasn't anything on the floor that could have fallen. We checked around the room for a minute, couldn't find anything, and went back downstairs. Maybe 10 minutes later, we heard it again. This time, it wasn't a thump. It sounded like someone walking around in the bedroom. The best way I can describe it is that it sounded heavy, like deliberate pacing, the kind of sound you'd expect from someone wearing boots and walking back and forth across a floor. My mom looked at me. I looked at her. We both knew my little brother was asleep, and we also knew my dad was in the bathroom. Whatever we were hearing wasn't coming from either of them. Instead of investigating like brave people in horror movies, we immediately went to find my dad. After he got done laughing at us, he went upstairs, looked around, and of course, nothing there. What made it even stranger was learning that this wasn't the first time. Later that night, my mom admitted that she had heard similar footsteps before when she was home alone with my little brother. She said there had been a couple afternoons when she heard somebody moving around upstairs while he was napping, and every time she checked on him, he was asleep. She had mentioned it to my dad before, but he always blamed it on the floors. And then my sister added a story. Apparently, one night, she was home from college, and she had stayed up late watching television downstairs. She heard somebody pacing around in my parents' bedroom for quite a while and assumed it was my mom checking on the baby or putting laundry away. After listening to it for several minutes, she went upstairs because she thought maybe something was wrong, and instead, she found the entire house asleep. Everyone was asleep. She never mentioned it to anybody because she figured there had to be some explanation and she didn't want us making fun of her. Once all of us started comparing notes, it became obvious that everyone had heard the same thing at different times. The weird part was that it always seemed to happen around my little brother, or at least that's how it felt to us. I remember my mom getting more unsettled than the rest of us. She never claimed it was a ghost or anything like that, but she couldn't get past the fact that the noises always seemed to happen while he was sleeping. Looking back now, I think part of that was just being a mother. When you're responsible for a small child, every strange thing suddenly feels more personal. So my dad finally decided to do something about it, and he stopped at a church near his work and asked a priest what he thought. I don't know exactly what he expected the answer to be, but he came home with a bottle of holy water and instructions to bless the house if it would make us feel better. That night, he walked through the downstairs, then the upstairs, and into each room sprinkling holy water. I remember following him around because I thought the whole thing was kind of funny. He did take it seriously, though. He told whatever was in the house that it wasn't welcome there and it needed to leave us alone. I don't remember his exact words, but I remember trying not to laugh, and I think because it just felt so strange. The funny thing is, after that, the footsteps stopped, at least as far as I know. My mom never mentioned hearing him again. My sister never heard them again when she came home from school. I never heard them again. We stayed in that townhouse a few more years. Nothing else happened. Eventually, we moved, and that was that. I still do think about it because nobody in my family was particularly interested in the paranormal, especially my dad. anything, he spent most of his time trying to come up with reasons why none of us should be concerned. But even he eventually got to the point where he figured it couldn't hurt to try something. My little brother is in his 20s now, has no memory of any of it. He's probably the luckiest one in the family because he doesn't have to sit around wondering what was stomping around his room all those years ago. Thanks for all the great shows. Thanks for giving me something to listen to during my commute. That's from Bradley. I think I'm happy that the dad took everybody seriously and was like, okay, I'm going to do something.
Well, I am
hats
too,
off.
Because
hats off.
It feels like at first he, well, and maybe kind of for quite a while, was saying, well, it's probably just this. It's probably just like the heating vents or something, you know. It's probably this or that. And until finally he realized that everybody was upset enough. Now, my question is, I wonder if it actually happened to him.
Well, I do too. Like maybe he did experience something and he didn't want to tell anybody.
For fear that flip everybody out.
Or you know? Because he doesn't believe in it. And it's like.
But I feel like something did happen because you don't just go, oh, you know, like my wife thinks people are walking around upstairs. I'm going to go by the church.
Well, and here's the thing. I think it was connected to the baby because the other kids were older. I don't know if they lived in that house, but it sounds like they moved in while he was a little bit older. I don't think he was an infant when they moved in there.
Well, he was in a
doesn't
crib,
really
so
say,
he's pretty small.
No, the Bradley who wrote it.
Oh, Bradley, yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. Maybe they moved into it when the kids were a little bit older. But bringing the baby in the house and hearing pacing, it just feels like someone was watching over the baby and being in the room with the baby and pacing back and forth and
we do
watching
hear those
the baby.
Stories.
It seems you know. Connected to the baby.
It really does. And that, you know, the fact that it was a loud thump at first and they went up to see what had fallen. So that is, you know, a thing where you're thinking two people hear this. It's so loud and both of you assume something fell.
The baby. You thought the baby came out of the crib.
Yeah, you're worried that the baby flipped out or something because I've had, you know, my son was a great jump out of the crib person. So I think that, you know, they both heard that. Then they go downstairs. Then they both hear the footsteps, what really sounded like deliberate walking. So I think they all experienced it. I honestly think the dad did too. And it shook him enough that he went to the church and talked to a priest about it.
And then just acted like, yeah, well, you know, y'all are getting scared, so I thought I would do this.
And he might have done that just so they wouldn't all come undone, mm-hmm. you know, and to, you know, just go, well, we're just going to do this for some peace of mind and whatever. But I have a feeling something happened with the dad that he experienced it because he had made up excuses for it for quite a while. And then all of a sudden he just decides to pull over at the church.
I think once you get the holy water, you've talked to a priest, you kind of feel empowered. So I think mm-hmm. you go back in and you're claiming your space. And you, mm-hmm. you might attribute it to, you know, it was the holy water when it really could be you just reclaiming your space and being like, no, you mm-hmm. don't belong here. And I mean mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's a good thing to do.
You know, here's the other thing kind of about that. You bring the holy water home. Now, if you don't really believe this happened, it's hard to take it seriously. Right. So like you don't really think this is a thing, but you go, OK, I'll just throw some holy water out here. And Bradley acted like he took it seriously. Now, see, that makes me think he seriously believed he
was. Well, it made Bradley giggle because he's like,
well, Bradley's like a weird, you know, but dad was taking it seriously. I don't believe dad takes it that seriously unless he thinks maybe there is something to this.
I'm with you. I'm totally mm-hmm. with you on that.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I think it all was connected to the baby. I just think it was something watching over the baby.
I do too. I'm with you.
Let's go to a phone call.
My name is Crystal. I'm calling from Montana. I called back a few weeks ago, and my story was I had moved back from Florida, and we lived in a haunted house and all that. But I was just thinking about another one. I have a good friend here who just recently moved out of a house that he was renting with his daughters. And he used to tell me just how his daughters would get really nervous, and that they wouldn't stay in their two separate rooms. They had to stay together, and they wouldn't go in this one bathroom, and all these little stories, you know, and we talk, and I told him my experiences living in Florida, and it was really interesting. So we were there a few weeks back for a barbecue, and he had a few of his relatives there, and one was this little boy about 4 years old, and we were all sitting downstairs, and the little boy comes down the stairs, and he's just laughing away, and he goes, his mom was there, and she goes, "What are you laughing at?" And I don't remember the little boy's name, and he goes, "Oh, Auntie," I think he said Auntie Mimi is upstairs. And he just keeps laughing and looking up at the stairs. And I look over at my friend, and he looks at me, and his eyes just get huge. And so the little boy ends up going outside, and we start talking. And his Auntie Mimi had died a few years back. I guess it was kind of, he was too young to even know her. Like I said, I think he was about 4, and she died a few years ago. So he must have been, 2? When she died. So I just thought that was really odd, but everybody was a little freaked out. They all knew that there were weird things happening in that house. And for this little boy who doesn't know any better to just start laughing and be staring up at the stairs like there's something up there, it was pretty different to see. Just thought I'd share that. But all I have, I wanted to tell you guys too, that I just love this podcast. And I like hearing everybody and their take on things. I find it really interesting. All of this is really interesting. And some of it I get a little teary on, and some of it I get a little freaked out on, and it helps me through my work day every day. So thank you. Keep up what you're doing.
Why, thank you for the kind words.
I do love that. You know, that sometimes it's a little bit unsettling, but sometimes it does hit you in the heart. It does us, both of us, as we're, you know, listening to these stories that... Yeah.
Well, in a story like that, you know, this little boy didn't know this aunt, and he's too little to pick up on they're talking about Aunt so-and-so. You know, he wouldn't be laughing and pointing and being like, Aunt, what did he call her, Nini or something like that?
Mimi, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, and just team this up with the fact that the daughters had been having some trouble. Not wanting to, you know, be separated, not wanting to go into the bathroom, not wanting to do these different things. So somehow the children in this house are being, you know, connected. Now, the girls lived there enough and were maybe just a little bit older that knew this wasn't right. Now, I'm not sure how old the girls were, but it just feels like they knew something was off. But the little boy was only like 4. So he just was like, oh, yeah, she's upstairs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just think it's really interesting when there's no way that little boy should even know that name.
Right.
And even if people were talking about her in front of him, usually the kid has to meet them or there's a reason why he wouldn't just... recognize, you know, oh, mom talks about that name, so I'm going to talk about that name. He's too little for that.
I just don't see it. Yeah. I just don't see it.
But I would think that the others would feel it as more of a, not scary, but maybe they saw something and that scared them. Mm-hmm. And
I wonder. And maybe down the road, the girls will, now that they've moved out of the house, will be more comfortable talking about it. I know when I was a child and lived in a house that was, you know, quite haunted, that I wasn't comfortable talking about it in the house.
No. Uh-uh. No.
And yeah, I like the way you did that. No. Like, maybe I could do it outside of the house, but I think for the large part, I just didn't talk about it.
I was really uncomfortable talking about it. And I think that's why I've never gone back there. I I just went there when I moved out the next year. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that I've driven past it outside of that one time.
Yeah. I tell you, it's, you know, I didn't want to talk about it. So I would wonder if now maybe, you know, down the road, the girls would go, hey, yeah, there was this thing, you know, start talking about it.
Yeah, that would be interesting because he's too, mm-hmm. he was too little. He's not going to remember what he was pointing at. Let's do one more story.
Girls might. Yeah, let's do.
Hi, my name is Autumn, and I am also an empath and have been since I was a little kid. I've always seen things and experienced things, and I actually grew up in a house that I'm pretty certain was haunted. And I had lots of experiences, but I just wanted to share the one with you guys that stood out the most to me. I was probably about 13 years old, and my sister had just moved into a different bedroom. So I finally had my own room all to myself, and I had just rearranged the furniture. And so to kind of explain, if you came into my bedroom, straight in front of you would be my bed against one wall, and then there were windows on an opposite wall or kind of offset. The rest of my furniture was on the other part of the room. It was the middle of the summer, so we didn't have air conditioning. We only had a heater. And so the vent was closed. There was no air moving or anything. Anyway, so I had just gotten home from the bookstore, and I had just bought a bunch of books, and I was sitting on the bed with my legs hanging over the side of it, going through the books I'd just bought. Suddenly, I felt what I'm pretty sure was a hand. That's the only definition I have for it. It felt like four fingers and a thumb wrapped themselves around the bottom of my calf, and they were freezing cold, and I was absolutely frozen, and I didn't know what to do at all. And then the hand started moving up my leg, up the back of my leg towards the back of my knee. And my heart started racing, and it was just this cold pressure that was moving its way up my leg. I remember sitting there and suddenly saying, stop. And I felt the pressure stop right where it was, about halfway up my calf. And I said, move back down my leg. And I felt the pressure move back down my leg. And I kind of felt the hand almost waver a little bit. And then I said, let go of me right now. And the hand didn't even like, not like a hand pulling away where you can kind of feel it. It was like it just dissipated. Like it wasn't even there anymore. And I remember jumping up off of my bed and running out of my room, slamming my door behind me and running into my parents' room and spending the rest of the day hanging out with my mom because I didn't want to be alone. I've never felt anything else like that in that house. My mom actually still lives there. But that one time, that was just, it was just the strangest experience. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share my ghost story with you guys. Yeah, have a great day. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, so talk about how I would react versus how she would react to that situation. If I was sitting on my bed looking at my books I had just gotten and something grabbed my leg, I would have screamed so loudly and run out of there so fast.
Oh, yeah. You totally would have been down those stairs and out of that room.
Out of the house.
Out of the house. Yeah.
Out of the house. I wouldn't have been like, yeah,
stop.
And then, like, what'd she say? Not do it again, like, but
move back down my leg.
Yeah. That's the part that throws me. Like, I don't understand reactions like that because that would have just scared the shit out of me. Well, and so I'd have been out of that house so fast and sitting outside on the porch until somebody came out to save the day for me.
This story is exactly why it can be 85 or 90 degrees in my room at night, you know, mid just summer, hotter than blazes, and I will still have a blanket on.
And here's the thing about that, because I'm the same way. But if it can grab my foot without the blanket, it could grab my foot with the blanket.
You think that, right?
My blanket ain't helping me.
But somehow I've convinced myself that the blanket will help. At least it's not.
But she wasn't even sleeping. She's just home during the day. And what the hell?
Right.
And how do you have that experience? And that's like, the biggest thing. Where did that come from?
You know, I just remember, like, one time my cousins were over to visit, and my cousin had gone upstairs. She'd been sick or something. And so she went upstairs and was laying in the bed, one of our beds upstairs, and it was quiet. And I went up to get something, and I walked past that room, and I saw her sleeping, and her arm was thrown out over the edge of the bed, out, you know, out of the bed. And I went, Jesus. I'm standing there looking at it going, I would never be that brave. Yeah. Like, still to this day, I could not throw my arm outside like that, you know, because I know something's going to touch it. I know it is. I just know that will happen to me.
I just don't get how she could react so calmly. And then once it was over, did she just go back to looking at the books? Did she go downstairs to get a snack?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what? After that, like, I would have been so terrified. I couldn't have gone back in the room. I can't even see a mouse and go back in that room.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, there was a mouse in there. I can never go in that room again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's for sure. Like, yeah, I have to move. That's the way that would work.
But she's like, she's so chill about it. I don't get it.
I wonder if other things happened to her in that house too. She said her mom still lives there. Like, when she goes back to visit her mom, does she get creepy vibes? I wonder.
I have a lot of questions. I have so many questions. I would just like to know how to be that chill in a situation like that.
We want to know more, Autumn.
Please teach a class, because I could use it.
Write us another story, and because I know there's a whole bunch more stories. You said you're an empath.
It seems like, you know, like how Parks and Rec offer different classes that you can take in photography or whatever. She could teach one in how to stay really calm during a paranormal experience.
Yeah, and I will teach you how to be able to throw your arm out of the blankets.
Let's start with that. That would
be
awesome, Autumn.
We're going to practice all together.
My God, that was just so creepy to me as I'm listening to that story.
You and I are both exactly the same way. Absolutely no way does any part of my skin.
Nothing gets to grab me with me sitting still.
No, no.
Me going, stop.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, it's not good. Just not good. So if you have a real ghost story, if you want to share it with us, please do that at 855-853-4802. You can submit it on our website. Just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. That could be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chumba. Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.